This community update was brought to you by Euradio. A family has been adjusting well at the Assiniboine Park Zoo. However, this isn't your typical family, that being a pack of five gray wolves. The wolves, Chinook, Gigi, Comet, Stella, and Virgo, came from the Greater Vancouver Zoo and have been excitedly exploring their habitat, rushing to the fence to greet zoo visitors. Although the wolves have only been at the zoo for a few weeks, zoo staff have already begun to notice their unique personalities. Shane Pratt, curator of animal care, says he sure has.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So when we receive animals from another zoological facility, we usually have really good relationships with those facilities. They send us a ton of information on their personalities and behavior and training and enrichment they like and all that kind of stuff. But when they come here, who knows what's going to happen? You got to kind of see. So that's really good information. What we've seen so far is Gigi, being the older female, is definitely the more dominant female of the group. There are three females in there and two males. So she is the more dominant. She's the older, larger, more dominant female.
He adds that they were a bit shocked when Chinook, as the oldest and largest male, turned out to be more laid back.
It does seem like Comet, his son, has kind of stepped up and appears to be at least far more energetic and exhibiting behaviors that lead us to believe he's taking more of a dominant role in the group.
The wolves are a welcome addition, explains Pratt, returning after the passing of Bear, the zoo's last remaining member of their original wolf pack. With the enclosure being empty for a little while, Pratt says it gave the team time to make some needed fixes.
Most of the work that was done was because of the modifications that our prior wolf pack had actually made inside of the habitat. So they do a lot of digging and things of that sort. So we filled in a lot of holes. We had some areas that were a little overgrown that we trimmed back to give them more space. We left some areas to stay nice and thick with trees and branches so that they have some areas they feel like they can hide.
But the wolves aren't the only thing you can experience at the zoo, with a continuously growing roster of experiences. According to Danny Wenger, communications coordinator with the Assiniboine Park Conservancy, each exhibit and experience instills a sense of wonder and teaches people more about the natural world.
The education aspect at the zoo is really, really important because we're trying to move away from what the misconceptions of a zoo used to be, and we are now a modern zoo. We have the highest standards of care. We are AZA accredited, CASA accredited, WASA accredited. So we hold ourselves to very high standards of our care for the animals. And part of that is showing the conservation aspects. Like, we're sitting in the area with the wolf habitat, and we have all these boards of all this different information and conservation, where they live, what's impacting their areas, because we only have one planet, and we want these animals to continue to thrive.
That programming includes the behind-the-scenes area, where visitors can see exactly how different animals are cared for, walk among animatronic dinosaurs, and explore the rotating exhibit gallery, Survival of the Slowest, Counterintuitive Adaptations. She says over the past year, several animals have also joined the zoo family.
Besides Aunt Sally's Farm and Kinsmen, we have at least one new animal in every area of the zoo, which is really, really special. And so since I think around like November, December, we have new red pandas, we have red crowned cranes, we have a new owl, we have a pair of guanacos. Guanacos are kind of like a llama, like they're more related to llamas and alpacas. We have a new yak, we have a new musk ox, we have a musk deer, a Siberian musk deer from Calgary. He's super cool, his name's Ozzy. We have a new cockatoo, and it's just been so much fun.
Although all animals are exciting to observe and watch, Pratt says there's something about wolves that inspires visitors that other animals just can't.
You know, we've been really looking forward to having this group of five wolves come in. Very few animals like these guys really get people excited about wildlife and wild places and conservation. And that something about wolves just really connects deep with visitors, and especially these wolves who seem to be very interactive, not too shy. So we're just really excited to have this new group in.
Both Pratt and Wenger say the zoo is an ever-evolving experience, with dedicated staff and volunteers who work to make it the best it can be. They hope when children and youth visit the zoo, they will see the dedication and perhaps become the next generation of zoo staff. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.